Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But let me catch you up if you're just joining. The central figures of our show stumbled across a fairly reliable formula, and then about 400 episodes passed, and now you're all caught up. But more importantly, when you're finished with our production, please remember to take it to an authorized podcast disposal facility. Every year, hundreds of Earth manatees are harmed by improperly disposed podcasts when they find them, listen to them, and are so bored they end up swimming into docks over and over again just to feel something. So, two problems there. Manatees flare for the dramatic, and the first one. Do your part. Make sure no one ever listens to this again. But first, sit back and enjoy the show.
Guys, this is so exciting. It's been years and we're on our way into Hogsface for the first time in a long time.
There's so much excitement building inside me, but also so much anxiety. Am I going to run into, like, former friends? Am I going to run into, like, past enemies? Are there buildings that are businesses that we know, that we visited, that sort of repopulated the city? Arnie, I'm so scared, but in the best possible way.
I know. And, you know, I guess thinking back, the whole village was destroyed because of us.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
But do people know that?
Well, I think they are concerned about it here in Hogsfacer, but... Well, what I've decided to do is, I don't know if you noticed, but I started dyeing my beard and my hair bright red.
Yeah, we did notice.
We did notice that. Arnie and I had a little conversation while you were using the restroom. It's pretty fucking bonkers.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't think I was just getting younger?
No. You're also wearing a extra long white t-shirt with socks. And the t-shirt says, I'm with Stupid, with an arrow going through your stomach and out the back. It's kind of a wild choice, but it's good.
Well, I'm making some new choices for Dorisu because I think he was a little too classic sorcery before. So I'm trying to make him his own thing.
So you were saying Dorisu was a little bit cliched, and now you're trying to make Dorisu a more nuanced sorcerer?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Like part Steve Martin, part heat miser.
For far be it from me to lean into cliches and too heavily regard this. I don't know. I have nothing. It's really hard, all right? It's hard to be in disguise all the time. I just want to be Usador.
I hear you. It's hard to play a character for years at a time.
Tell me about it. My throat is exhausted.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have any more of those pepperoni pockets that we picked up in Gym Fuck 2?
Where did we get them again?
Remember when we passed through that small town, Gym Fuck 2?
Jim fucked? Yes.
There's a guy, his name was Jim, and he's like, I fuck, and we're like, we get it, like, calm down.
And he's like, I fuck, and I named the whole town after that.
Yeah.
I guess that town is named after him.
Yeah. Huh. It said population fun, which just sucks. But do we have any more of those pepperoni pockets?
We should have done a whole episode in Jim Fuck 2 now that I think about it.
I'm concerned that you want to eat food from that town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his pepperoni pockets are delicious. I've already had 3 or 4.
Yes, I've got a bunch here under my giant white t-shirt.
Ooh, gimme.
I feel like as a general rule, you don't want to reach into Jim's pockets, if you know what I mean.
You don't want to mess around with Jim. That's one thing I've learned. And because when I first saw him, I spit, but it went into the wind and it came back and hit me in the face. And then I tugged on his cape, and then I feel like I pissed off his junkyard dog.
Yeah. He was the baddest man in that whole damn town.
Well, he was the only man in that whole damn town.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh, that's for all you fucking 80-year-olds. Well, let's get on to...
What do you guys think? Like, what do you... Do we have any predictions? Like...
Yes, I'm so excited
to see what they've done. Apparently, they've been spending years rebuilding Hog's Face, and now it's Hog's Facer. Any predictions about what we're going to find?
I wonder if all of the businesses will just have ER at the end new blank.
Oh, yeah. Well, my thought was maybe it would be like, you know, instead of the Vermilion Minotaur, maybe there's like a tavern called the Vermilion Minotau.
Oh.
So it's a lot of like sequel stuff.
That could be. Yes.
2 million Minotaur.
Okay. Explain.
I'm just thinking of different places for the sure. two to be.
Oh, I see. And maybe there's like 80,000 roaring orcs.
Look who's blacksmithing now.
Mm-hmm. Bungery Chub.
Bungery?
Gouts?
Yeah.
I don't know. This isn't really.
Oh,
my...
and maybe like instead of taking gold, maybe now the whole town like only accepts uncut jams.
Uncut jams?
Yeah, like uncut jams. Like maybe that's all they accept as currency.
I love uncut jams because when you cut a jam, you know, you really dilute the pure perfection that is that preserved fruit.
Oh, yeah. You got to leave it intact.
Yeah.
Usador, don't make fun of Chunt's tick. He's got a little bit of a tick whenever he says...
Hey, is someone making fun of me?
Just pull that tick right off of him.
No, oh. I'm sucking blood, motherfuckers.
Oh, Tok. You weird tick.
That's me.
He's constantly humming the weekend songs. It's crazy.
Well, let's hum a different song when we walk into the village. Do 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 do.
We didn't really all sync up on what song we were going to do, but that's okay.
That's all right.
That's fine. Oh, we're here. Wow.
Yeah, we really, I know we all thought it was weird that we agreed to shut our eyes on the walk in to town, but I think it paid off.
I think we were able to really be surprised.
That was a blood oath.
Yeah.
And I think it was worth it because the payoff was worth it.
Oh, shit. Do you hear that thumping bass? What the fuck? Look at that monstrosity across the street. Truce? Look at that. It's like a giant club.
Oh.
It's like a giant ogre's club, and it's like, you hear that bass coming out of there?
Yes, I do.
Never thought I'd see a giant club in Hog's Face.
It doesn't seem like much of a club town. You know, maybe a discotheque.
Huh. And I gotta say, like, look, it was always a kind of old-timey town that was only as well-built as the technology allowed, but is it just me or is the place built a little less good than last time?
Yeah, I agree. It just seems like it's kind of all over the place. It seems like there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, it feels a little random. Yeah. Ramshackle.
Why'd you say that word like you came up with it?
Ramshackle? I did invent that word.
You said, no, hold on. You said random. Like
I invented the word ramshackle. I didn't invent the word random.
You think you came up with the word ramshackle?
We promised we were going to not make fun of Usador's tick whenever he says the word random.
Fine. It's not my job to not make fun of people, but I guess I can tuck it away in my pocket for later.
It was 200 years ago. I was climbing a mountain, and there were rams all around me, and I had a pair of shackles with me. And I said, oh, this is going to be sloppy, but some of these rams are going to end up in chains. Ramshackle.
Okay. I'm glad we gave you the space for that.
Well, I mean, I forget that you're like thousands of years old or whatever, so you might have come up with it. Honestly, I've only been around for a small percentage of that, so you truly might have come up with it. I apologize.
But I'm not. I haven't been around for thousands of years. I'm only, 6 or 7 years old, because I'm just a fat, stupid human who learned magic named
Dorisu. You're with
Big, meaty shitbag.
That's right, Chuntilius. That's right. Now that we're back in public, we have to remember that Usador is dead, and he's pretending to be Dorisu the sorcerer.
That's right. Well, should we go in this giant club? Should we go in truce? Or should we... Oh, we should go see where the old Vermilion Minotaur is and see if there's a new tavern there.
Or is that place across the street called Dare? I don't know. Truce or Dare?
Why is there a period after every letter in Dare? Interesting.
I wonder if we can get some drugs there.
It's weird. It kind of smells like... It smells like tiny pizzas. Like almost, like little personal pizzas.
Personal pizza. Let's book it. Come on, Arnie. You're missing out on the personal pizzas.
Let's ask one of the citizens of Hogsface or where the best place for us
to
go is.
One of the denizens?
Yeah, excuse me.
I just came up with that word.
Excuse me, chosen at random Hogsface person. Where should we go to get a drink? What's the best tavern in town?
Well, that depends. What are you looking for? You trying to really get nasty?
We're not trying to get... If nasty happens, nasty happens, but we're not trying to get nasty.
Yeah, like if we get nasty, but then we feel like, we didn't come in here looking for nasty, but nasty happened.
You guys haven't taken a real good look at my face, huh?
That voice sounds
familiar. No, we're kind of just looking around the town.
I keep forgetting to open my eyes.
Arnie.
Take a gander at my face and tell me.
Okay, let's all three of us turn at the same time slowly.
Are we getting pizza?
Dorisu.
Wait,
Honky.
Hold on.
Huh?
Gianessa.
That's right.
Gianessa.
Good to see you.
Great to see you.
And might I please extend my deepest condolences?
I've
heard. News travels far and wide. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we sent you invites to Usador's funeral. You weren't able to make a trip?
I couldn't get the time. I could not get the time off. I am doing... If you guys knew what the hell I'm doing over here, it's too much.
Yeah. Well, I see you have a sash on. What is this?
I don't want to be spoiled because last time we talked to you, you were running for mayor. I have my fingers crossed for you. It seemed, though, you weren't super optimistic about how you were going to do.
No, I was very nervous. And in fact, after our last chat, I worried that you guys really biffed it up for me.
Biffed it up.
To do that. Is that a new word?
Biffed it right up. But you didn't. You unbiffed it. Opposite.
What? Is that good?
Please call me your honor. I am the mayor.
Are we getting pizza?
Dorisu.
Come over here. Come on.
Who's your hungry friend?
Hi. This is Dorisu. He's a sorcerer.
Oh. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Dorisu, I know you have never met Gianessa before, but I bet you would be very excited to learn that she's the mayor of Hogsfacer. Look at that sash.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. What a wonderful day and the wonderful job you're doing here and your new position. I'm quite impressed with
Hogsfacer. Thank you so much. And, you know, I just want to say I've never seen anyone with facial hair quite like yours. I'm almost entranced by it, but I'm scared. I'm cold.
It's making you cold?
Something's wrong. It feels wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty unnaturally red. Dorisu, do you want to explain your unnatural red beard and hair?
Yes, well, using my stupid human magic that I had to learn like a dipshit, I just sort of took some of the blood out of my face and put it inside of my hair.
This won't mean much to you, but on my world, it kind of looks like Ronald McDonald's mugshot. And you're like, oh, shit, what happened to Ronald McDonald?
Is Ronald McDonald a powerful sorcerer?
Sort of, yeah. He holds sway over probably too many people on my world.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Please. Yeah, of course.
Please don't take offense to this, okay?
Racing.
Okay.
I just, my heart was very loyal to Usador, and I just want to know how long his corpse had been even... Was it even cold before you replaced him?
Oh.
Oh. Well, you see, there were a number of fill-in hosts after Usador passed away.
There's Hardbody Fuckwood or something. Goodbody, Mr.
There
Fuckwood.
Was Professor Scrambles the dog.
Yeah, that's right, Professor Scrambles.
Flint Puss, I believe.
Flint Puss, never saw it coming.
Yeah. That one wasn't that great.
Ricky the Dodo or something
so,
like that.
Just
there was Richard.
Guys...
There was Richard Jenkins, which I thought.
Right,
I thought
right,
Richard
right.
Jenkins was pretty good.
Yeah, Richard Jenkins
okay,
could
okay.
have stayed a,
and you're,
a little.
And you're
longer.
Allowed to think that. Now, what else? What else?
I'm just saying.
Else?
It seems like you just replaced him with anyone. Is there no?
Well, I do also do magic, even though I had to use these fat human fingers in this stupid meat body to do magic like a total moron. Just because I'm not an innately beautiful, angelic, magical creature like Usador was, doesn't mean that I'm not, I don't bring my own value, I don't bring something to the table myself.
Well, I know I just met you, but I don't like the way you're talking about yourself. You need to give yourself some grace, you need to practice self-love, and
ooh.
You gotta get to a barber.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Arnie, speaking of, can you stop practicing self-love in front of our guests?
Well, look, I'm just trying to get a stain off of my pants, I swear.
Well, I'm looking around here, and I'm seeing that one of them is called Barber the Third, which I guess is a sequel to the old barber?
Yes, when we were rebuilding, we had to... Everybody was so insistent on, oh, it's a new thing, it's good, start from the ground up. And so everybody just kind of went, I hate to say it, hog wild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and over here I also see Babar the Third. Is that the home of the new King of the Elephants?
No, that's just a guy who likes palindromes. No, there's not one elephant in there.
Okay.
God, I wish.
Oh, what the fuck? Do you all see that down the road? There's a tavern that says 2 Vermilion, 2 Minotaur? That sucks.
That does suck.
It does.
Have you been there? Maybe it doesn't suck.
It's actually pretty nice. I have to say, I'm the one who gave them their permit so that they could serve mead and ale. And the people are pretty good. They're good people. I think you guys would really like them. Well, I don't know about the new guy, but
Gianessa,
everybody else.
How about we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? And Gianessa, why don't you come with us and let's check out 2 Vermilion, 2 Minotaur. And would you mind if we interviewed you and to catch up on how you've been doing?
Of course I wouldn't mind. I would love that. I'm very fond of you, too, and I'm sure you're great, third guy, and let's do it.
He's okay.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, let's see here. Test, test, test. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years, 2 months, and 3 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, 2 Vermilion, 2 Minotaur, in the town of Hogsfacer, in the magical land of Foonzier.
Arnie, I just got shivers.
I know, things are just getting more, right? It's like the same thing, but sort of elevated to like more.
I don't know how that's the correct way to express it, but yeah, yeah, yes, yes, things are getting more.
And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chuntilius.
Oh, it's Chunt. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, baby. Wow, I got a little vig and vim. I got my sass back. It feels good to be back in here.
And this place isn't exactly the Vermilion Minotaur, but it's got a little bit of that flavor.
Yeah, we're here at this certain table, and it feels good.
Mm-hmm. This certain table.
This certain table.
And I don't know what happened to Dorisu during the break. He didn't catch up with us. So I guess my other co-host, Mayor Relcorus.
What's up, you guys? You feel good? You guys feel good in here?
Yeah, yeah, I gotta say.
It's good, right?
I gotta say, Your Honor, you sound good on the mic. I know you feel a little bad about us looking for a replacement for Usador. I'm just saying, think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Your voice would be so good. Arnie, if we did some sort of, I think on Earth you said it's called Love Line. I think if we did that kind of show, like, the mayor's voice is so good for that. Just like answering questions about romance and stuff. Maybe it's like a nighttime show. People call in. Yeah.
Chunt, do you have any questions about romance for the mayor?
How romance?
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. Easiest thing you'll ever do. I'm kidding, of course. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. I'd rather be run through by a blade twice my own size. It's horrible. It's the greatest lie we're told, love. But I will say this. I date everyone. I will court or date any person I please, and they're all bad, in case you're wondering. But I love to help other people.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. This is a little call-in question from a friend of mine who's one of my best friends, and he's sadly no longer with us. This is a wizard friend of mine. His name was Usador. He died protecting us all. He had a question about, I once walked in on him and he was romancing a stone. What is the way to sort of soften a stone? Because stones famously can be very hard in love.
Yes.
What's a good way to sort of warm a stone up and kind of get it to reciprocate the love?
Well, you know, the old tale about the rock and the river. The river just eventually wears the rock smooth, right? Well, that's what love can be. It can wear you down so much that eventually you're just smooth. There's no ridges to make you unique. There's nothing to make you. Although, if you let's say you get out of the river, that old sad river that you were just stuck with, you get out of that river and somebody takes you for a little tumble, and then the next thing you know, you're shiny, polished. You feel like a new rock.
Yes. So, in summation,
speaking of being perfectly smooth and shiny, how do I look now that I've gone to the barber and have shaved off every piece of hair everywhere on my body?
Oh, God.
Dorisu, your eyebrows are like thereof.
That's so much worse.
Wow. I am, and I hope you don't take offense to this, 4 times as horrified as I was by that red beard.
Oh, really?
And I was going to say something like a river comes through it, but, you know, let's really focus on Dorisu. Why did you do this to yourself?
Well, you all seemed very upset about my beard, so I thought, well, I'll go to the barber and have them shave off the beard. And then I thought, well, why not have them shave all the hair off my head? And then why not shave my entire body from head to toe?
Oh, interesting, you fucking seal. Hey, Dorisu, isn't your voice getting your voice is getting a little raspy. You might want to switch it up a little bit, right?
Switch up my voice?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going full on Usador.
Oh,
hold on, what?
Sorry, full on Usador. Sorry, we've noticed something, which is that Dorisu knew about Usador, and so he tries to, like, mimic him and, like, sound like him. Arnie, you said it's kind of like a, what was the thing, a tiny dick? What you said? He said he's acting like a tiny dick, or what was it? Richard Little, tiny dick. What was it?
He
said it's a guy who does impressions in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Is a man of 1,000 voices.
It's not a problem. I can just be real cool and lax. Just real cool and lax. No biggies.
Okay, Dorisu. Okay, calm it down.
I'd like to take a minute and pivot away from Dorisu and Gianessa, if you don't mind. Catch us up. How did you find out that you had won the position of mayor of Hogsfacer?
Somebody shot me.
What?
Somebody shot me. and I pulled the pillet out.
Oh no.
And it said mayor.
Oh.
I will.
Yeah.
So that's how people cast their vote now, is to shoot the person they want to be mayor.
It's not supposed to be, honestly. I think it was some sort of committee, and they wanted to speed things up because, you know, there were a lot of announcements to make. But I don't know if you remember this, but I was running for several key positions.
Oh, yeah.
So I got shot so many times.
Oh, no. Congratulations.
Yes, that's definitely changed, because I was at Mayor Manana's coronation. And they just put this cute little sash on him, and he had these little shoes on, I heard.
You were at Mayor Manana's coronation?
No. It was like you were there, because...
It was like I was there, because the way it was described to me, I thought, I feel like I can see it in my mind's eye.
Ah, that makes perfect sense.
He once ate a plantain, which is why he thinks he was at Mayor Manana's coronation.
On the way here, we met Mayor Manana's cousin Manana, and he told us all about it. I mean, of course, he's from the Isle of Bananos, and he just kept saying, don't be ridiculous, and he was a lot of fun.
And Bananos' Peals of Fate was just a story he told us, which has to be one of the worst stories of all time, but somehow kind of entertaining.
Did you ever get your pizzas, or do you want me to talk to the bar wench?
I'm pretty hungry. And I'm very smooth now, so I'm sure the food will go down better.
You know, I do a great deal of making myself look like other people. If you want, I can really... let me get a shot at those brows. I can make something.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
Please do that. Yes.
Well, Giannessa, can I ask, now that you're the mayor, is it a relief that you don't have to have a secret identity anymore, that you can just run Hog's Facer as yourself?
Can I tell you something? I'm my own deputy mayor.
What?
And I do that, of course, in Dram. So I'm a female presenting mayor.
Okay.
But the deputy mayor is a man who hates the mayor. Absolutely can't stand the mayor.
So you're playing two people who are at odds with each other? That would explain why they're never in the same place.
Yes. Rockforth is my name when I'm the deputy mayor.
So when you said you were shot several times, you won several elections?
I did. Some of them I ran unopposed, and I didn't even know if I was going to win them because people had such a strong reaction to me as a person. They don't like when you dress in Dram. They don't like when you dress as a woman. They don't like women, I found. So, some of those people were just shooting at me.
Oh, that's terrible.
You had to take out the pellets to see that they didn't say mayor on them or any other position. That's a bummer.
Yes. I was shot as mayor, and then when I was in Dram, I was shot as deputy mayor, but I think that was just like buckshot. I don't think it was meant for me, but as the saying goes, if the pellet hits you, you're the deputy mayor.
That old saying.
Yes, yeah, right. I once shot the sheriff.
Oh.
But you didn't shoot the deputy.
No, of course, I would never. Not to put you on the spot, mayor, but could we meet the deputy?
Yes. Of course you can. Just give me, I'm just going to run, I have to quickly run to the restroom. Be right back.
Okay.
Ani, Chunt, don't worry. It's me, Usador.
Don't we fucking know? What are you doing? You look absolutely fucking insane.
This is worse than the time you burned your beard off with fire.
What do you mean? Everyone was complaining about the beard, so I went and I shaved it off.
And now I'm perfectly smooth.
I guess so.
Here, touch.
No.
Why?
It does feel... kind of good.
Party!
Right?
I mean,
stop encouraging
something
him.
About it.
No, stop it.
Chunt, try it. Just try
Come on, Chunt.
Fine. Oh, boy. Right. This is the best thing I've ever felt.
I know.
Oh, what
it's
is
like
this?
It's like ASMR for your fingers.
What is this feeling?
I'm sorry, sir, but my friends are trying to touch me right now.
Oh, wouldn't you like to be left alone with them?
Well, yes, actually, if you don't mind, sir.
Yeah.
We're speaking to our friend, and
I'm
sure she'll be back very soon.
I'm so sorry. It looks like your name tag says Deputy. Listen, Deputy, me and my friends are having a good time, if you don't mind just buzzing off.
You asked me to come here. I am the Deputy Mayor.
Oh.
Deputy? Yes.
Oh, Rockforth, I believe you said your name was.
My name is Rockforth.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well, Rockforth. I am Dorisu, the sorcerer, a human dumbass who had to learn magic.
And I'm Chunt the ship. Wait a minute. The mayor already said that.
You know,
we already...
guys, it's really me.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Thank you for clarifying.
If you're trying to keep up appearances, that's okay. I don't blame you. None of these fools know. So, you know, play along as you must, but it's really...
Okay. Yeah. So, Rockforth, what are some of the things you're trying to accomplish here in Hog's Facer?
I'm trying to make it so that women are illegal here. I don't...
Well, that seems like a very dastardly plan, for women are wonderful. As any human has the capability of being beautiful and complicated, and you shouldn't go out of your way to make life harder for them.
Who would listen to you, smooth as a river rock?
No, wait till you touch me.
Yeah, you gotta try touching his face.
Okay. Oh.
Call him Rob Thomas, because this motherfucker is smooth.
Oh. I don't know what that means, but I do know my hands have never felt something so soft.
I know.
Your body is a wonderland. You've never seen a day of manual labor, I can tell.
Wow, that hand is traveling.
Yes, well, the heart wants what it wants.
Shave off your hair, make it smooth, or else forget about it. I am obsessed.
I have to be just really honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow you're going to be very itchy. Next couple days, I do not envy you.
Oh, yeah, it's going to grow back. Oh,
that's right. I didn't think about that.
Gentlemen, would you excuse me? I have to go to the loo.
Sure, yes, of course, no problem.
Carry on.
Well, that was incredible. She is so talented to be able to pull that off. And to be in so many disguises, I admit to being so much jealous. But I wonder how she's able to run the town in these two conflicting roles.
Yeah, it seems a little self-defeating in a way.
How so, Arnie?
I mean, just literally at odds with each other. It seems like it's got to take up a fair amount of time.
How so, Arnie?
It's kind of like this conversation right here, right now.
How so,
Arnie? Large, you know.
Thank you for your patience, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, of course.
Your Honor.
Vanessa, I didn't see you there. Now, I have to wonder, did you step into the role of Rockforth? Was there a Rockforth who is no longer with us? Or is this a role created from whole cloth?
There was one person who was written in on the ballot, and it just said Rockforth.
Ooh, a Rockforth file.
Yes, there was one Rockforth file. And so... because no one else wrote any names in and no one was running for deputy mayor, Rockforth won. And somebody shot me. I assumed the role, and there you have it.
And I imagine that, like, sometimes in Hog's Facer, when people are writing in candidates, they don't just write the name. They also will, like, sketch out a couple details of how they imagine that person is.
Absolutely.
Some, like, character details. Mm-hmm. You know, doesn't like women as much as he should.
Well, some of them I took liberties with.
Sure.
I just put myself into the role. I mean, really, it's just kind of a combination of most of the people I encounter in the town. And so I figured there should be a voice for the people I hate here just as well as the people I love.
You remind me of a Democrat. Never mind.
So you've taken people's aspirational votes where they have described the person they want to be, and then you've taken that on so that all are represented. I think that is the most democratic thing I have ever heard.
Well, thank you very much. So it turns out I'm the person who I marry people. I also am the person who dissolves those marriages. I'm the game warden.
You dissolve marriages? So it's like a spell that just like their flesh and blood just renders and liquefies and falls to the floor?
I break a stick in front of them, which symbolizes the dissolution of their marriage, and I tell them...
And whoever is like, no, don't break the stick, keep it intact, that's the person who's the true mother?
Arnie, do they have game wardens back on Earth?
Game wardens?
Yes, here on Foon we have a role in our society, in our governmental structure, called a game warden. And the game warden makes sure that all the pieces from all the games get put back in the boxes. And then they go to game prison.
We don't have that, but we should.
And just so you know, they do not pass go. They do not collect 200 coin. They go straight to prison.
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, it's a very serious job. But boy, oh boy, it's fun. And the things I find. Oh. So many fun things.
Oh, what have you found that you've enjoyed?
Kind of contraband?
Oh, well, I found a full-size wheelbarrow, but inside of it, there was a smaller wheelbarrow that people had been using as a game piece.
Wow.
Yes, it was little. And you know I love little versions of real things.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you like little versions of things, how about this? Little horse.
Oh, it's got a little silver top hat on. Let me grab this top hat. Here you go, Mayor. Here's a little silver top hat for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
To add to your collection.
Thank you so much. It will go perfectly with my one shoe I found and a sewing thimble.
Can I ask? This might be a sad story, but was that shoe ever worn and was it for sale?
It was very little, so I'm assuming it was a baby shoe.
Yeah.
Yes. Tragic. Tragic. Well, I'm also the person who has to write down all of the deaths, the death notices. But that's more of a volunteer position at the local Gazette.
So every day you have to be like, I noticed a couple deaths today, and these are the ones I noticed on my way to work.
Absolutely. I wear a lot of hats, and some of them are little and made of metal, and some of them are full size and for different genders.
I will say maybe like 10 years ago, I read through all of death notices. It was hard at first to read from right to left, because I'm so used to reading the other way, but I love that little demon. I love the notebook. I love all the just chaos that happens. I feel like it really stuck the landing. It's really, really satisfying to read death notices. Everyone should check that out if you haven't already.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not as good as that that sailor who lives on the moon.
Ryu yucky my yum. Why are you doing that?
Sorry.
Janessa, all of these different roles... You have a different identity for all of them?
Well, I don't know why I said I'm the person who marries people like it wasn't also the mayor. The mayor does that. But yes, the rest of them, yes.
Like, who's the game warden?
The game warden is a very feminine woman.
Oh.
Which you wouldn't expect, would you?
No.
That's gender bias.
Oh, Chantilius.
I walked right into it.
What's the game warden's name?
Her name is Paris.
Paris.
Yes, but it's spelled P-A-R-I-U-S, Paris. She was a twin. Yes. Would you like to meet her? Yes, you can meet her.
That's so sad. She was a twin.
She was. That was a sad... Let me tell you something. The day I had to write that death notice was a sad day.
But wait a second.
But isn't it a death notice for a fictional person that you've invented?
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
This was one that existed already.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you convince someone you were their twin and then they died?
I convinced Paris that I was the twin Ferris, and then I killed...
You killed Ferris? Oh, no, save Ferris.
I killed Paris, and then I became Paris.
Oh.
Do you understand?
No,
showed up. I said, I'm your long-lost twin. Fraternal. We do not look alike. Uh-huh. And then finally, it took a long time. It took 6-8 weeks.
Okay, I have one question about this story.
Just one?
At the very beginning, you said you showed up.
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay, that clarifies it.
You have to show up.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guys, it's so exciting to be back in Hogsfacer. Catching up with Gianessa. I guess she had to go to the restroom again.
I mean, and being in 2 Vermillion, 2 Minotaur... It just sort of feels a little bit like you can't go home again.
Yeah.
It isn't quite the same. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've moved on from it.
Yeah. And, the show we do now is so different from this
one. I know.
So we're in a different tavern.
Also, everything here is just bigger.
Yeah, instead of a rainbow bowl, I got a starlight sipper.
I'm sorry, ma'am, were you?
I couldn't help it over here. Are you in the wrong tavern?
Oh, no. We used to go to the Vermilion Minotaur that existed in Hogsface before its tragic destruction by one of the most wonderful and powerful wizards who's ever lived in Foon. But we've come here to celebrate that time in our lives and to revisit old friends. But we're also here to make new friends. Please have a seat.
I think that's perfectly marvelous.
I couldn't help but notice that your name tag says former twin.
Yes. Yes, I'm a former twin. You guys, it's me.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
Yes. You're so good at disguises.
Thank you so much. This one's harder because my voice is naturally kind of a gravelly, kind of a walk down a dirt road.
Yeah.
So she's harder to do.
Because I was going to ask, like, if you can do that voice.
Why, wouldn't I just do it?
Yeah. I hope that's not.
Wow.
Wow. No, that's okay.
Wow.
Wow.
That's okay. This is the voice that I take on when I'm trying to get people to pay more attention to me, to be nicer to me, to give me more money, you know.
Do you need a drink or anything, Paris?
Actually, I would love a drink. Thank you so much.
What would you like?
I think just a glass of ale.
Okay, great.
Arnie, buddy, what are you doing? You are living this simp life for Paris.
Nothing like that. I'm just being friendly.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if we have a guest on, I get them a drink usually.
No, you're right. Okay. Go get a drink for Paris.
Right, well, I'm going to go get a drink.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much. You're so funny.
Thank you, Paris.
I'm sorry about my friend. He's so, Arnie's so weak. Anyway, Paris, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red.
Oh, mine is too. Can I get you a drink?
Here. Yeah, I would love a drink, actually.
Yeah, what do you want?
If you could just give me, I don't know. How about a pewter mug full of mead?
Oh, I will get you three. One second. I'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Paris, I have to apologize for my friends. They're young, and their heads are easily churned by a pretty young woman as yourself. And I, being somewhat older and more mature in my ways, find you quite charming, but have no desire to court you.
Oh, that's... I'm so sorry. Did I make you think that that's what I was looking for?
No, you didn't. But I think they both assumed that. I would just like to know more about how your job as a game warden is going.
Do you have hair naturally?
I do have hair naturally.
I know you do. I know you do.
right.
See? This is how I get things done.
Quite impressive.
All right. Hey, I'm back with you.
Okay, I'm here with your three people.
No, hey,
well, me first. Let me just. Now. Okay. All right. Well, I have three drinks. Careful.
Hey.
Careful, Arnie.
Okay.
Careful.
Hey, you die. We spill both of the drinks.
Whoa. Now, stop you two, gargling. Stop it. Stop behaving like this.
What?
Now, we don't want to end up in another one of those three men and a baby situations.
Oh.
Again?
That poor baby.
Oh, is that what you think I wanted to, like, be your baby?
No.
Well, I thought maybe that you were trying to be a baby because you're so good at disguise.
Thank you so much.
I have to ask, Paris / Gianessa.
Yes.
Do any of your jobs in the local government, are they, like...
You can just say it. I'm not like other girls. I, like, totally, like, I get it. So you can just say it.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds crazy. I don't know. But are any of the other identities that you are in the local government babies?
I mean, I guess when I think about it, no. But, like, when I am this, kind of, yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I get what you're going for. You're sort of quirky and nerdy, but you like to just hang out and be, you know, just fun.
Yes. I'm wearing spectacles on my eyes, so it's like, you know, it's like it's different. Like not everybody does it. And
sure.
I have
Can I ask? Just as a friendly question.
Oh my
god,
you can ask me anything. Honestly, I swear I'm not like other girls. You can ask me anything.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Can we see? I mean, I just have this hunch. Can we see what you look like with those glasses off?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looks like Gianessa. Looks like Gianessa.
Yes. Could you imagine people to be fooled with just a pair of spectacles? Mm,
I know.
Yeah, my posture changes a little bit, I think.
A little bit. Your you hair would think a little you curl could thing. See through that, but no, that's amazing. Just a pair of glasses.
Very, very personal.
You'd be surprised what you can convince people of when they aren't looking for it.
Yeah, and when you're the deputy, you put on two pairs of glasses.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Gianessa, is it exhausting? Not only having all these different jobs, but just having to keep all your identities straight?
It is so exhausting. It is so much work. But if somebody would want to relieve me of this, I would gladly let some other people take over these roles. The problem is nobody wants to help anymore. You know, it seems like when Hogsface was demolished, it took the spirit of the people with it. I mean, look around. Doesn't this place look like, I don't know, 25-30% worse than it did before we rebuilt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Truce just looks terrible.
Truce is bad. Dare is worse.
Oh, glad I didn't get that pizza. Yes, I noticed that the places where there used to be things like tanneries or a seamstress, those sorts of businesses, I know a lot of those signs just say influencer now.
Yes. Do you know how many times I stop people from just dancing in the middle of the road? I'm like, this is a main thoroughfare. There are people trying to get their carts and horses up and down this thoroughfare. And you're dancing in the road?
That sounds exhausting.
It's ridiculous.
I did notice when we were coming into town that there were a lot of people painting selfies, which I was surprised by.
Yes.
Can I just say on behalf of all of us, oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. That sounds terrible.
Yes, it is. It's very bad. Thank you. I appreciate your empathy.
Ow, my tick is hitting me. Calm down, buddy.
I think one of the things that is hardest to deal with is, you know, we had to literally pick up rocks, glue them back together to make walls. It was not an easy task. And
I mean,
no
that's how
one.
Walls are made, but...
But yeah. With rocks?
I think so.
Yes. But we had to kind of makeshift paste them together. No one could find mortar. It was bad. And no one here is crafty. Andy. Nobody could do a thing.
Well, I suppose there might be some way that I could help as a sorcerer.
You keep calling yourself a dumbass who's made of meat.
That's just to not arouse suspicion that I'm not human like humans do.
I heard the word aroused and then, like, stopped hearing anything else.
Paris.
Which reminds me, I didn't get you that drink. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, I spilled my drinks. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Gianessa.
What's really going on here?
I've been doing this a lot lately, but it's me. Usador.
My goodness gracious.
I didn't really die, but it has to remain a secret. But I know I can trust you because you're also so good at disguises.
I'm so good at secrets. I'm so good at them. Oh. I won't tell a soul. Oh my gosh. My friend. I was so worried. I was devastated.
Yes. Yes, but I'm here. And I want to help rebuild Hogsface. I want to reinvigorate the spirit of the people who lived here once by giving them something inspiring, something that they've missed, something that they've loved, and something that they can love again to inspire them.
Here's your pewter mug. Speaking of pew, that's my IUD and my asshole. Here you go. Here's three drinks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
of
course.
Did you say you have an IUD in...
Yeah, in my asshole. Oh, well, actually, all three of us have IUDs.
I'm here with your drink. This is a better drink, but were we talking about the weird thing that's in his asshole, but I've got a normal thing in my forehead?
Yes. I think that's what we were talking about. Thank you so much for these
You're
drinks.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Just time out. Are you really sure you can help?
I think I can.
Wait, oh, fuck.
Oh.
Doris Sue, you didn't do this again, did you?
What?
I had to open up to Gianessa. I had to tell her the truth.
Stop pulling back the curtain to show the powerful wizard behind it.
I have a plan to inspire the people of Hogsfacer, and all it requires is one more lie.
We heard your plan before, and it was a man, a plan, a canal, Panama? Or something like that.
I know, but that was a stupid plan. This is a good one.
A simple one?
It's a simple plan.
All right.
I want you to take this banana. Dress it up like Mayor Manana. No one will know the difference, even though Mayor Manana was so well-spoken. If you pretend like this banana is Mayor Manana, the people will be ecstatic.
Wait, are you trying to say that the people aren't happy here because I'm the mayor?
Yeah. I'm just saying that Mayor Manana was an inspiring figure.
I was going to say, I think, Gianessa, you're an amazing mayor. It seems like your problem is you're not getting enough support because you're doing everything else yourself.
When you're the only person supporting yourself and the whole town, who takes notice? I mean, this is the struggle of women in the workplace.
Yeah.
I do all this work. I'm quiet about it. I keep my head down. And all you fucks are talking about a banana who did better than me.
It was a certain appeal.
I mean, what if you made him, I don't know, what's an ombudsman?
What?
What?
Ombananasman.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to figure out another role for the banana to take so that maybe while GNS is working, other people, it's sort of some pomp and circumstance while GNS continues to do the hard work. But maybe the people then will be inspired to help her.
I thought you were going to do some sort of like wizardry where you made everything look beautiful again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that'd be easier.
Yeah.
It just seems like you think I'm the problem and now I don't.
Dorisu.
Want to do this anymore.
No. I never said you were the problem. I was trying to inspire
people. It was heavily implied.
Oh.
You guys, right?
Heavily.
Oh, I should have just said Dorisu this whole time.
Usador, Dorisu, Dorisusador, is it possible that the solution is, look, there's only one person that's doing anything for Hog's Facer, and it's Gianessa. And there's only one Gianessa. But maybe, do you have the magic to make there be more than one Gianessa?
Ooh.
Are you talking about making an actual Paris and an actual Rockfirth? So I get some time off or something?
I mean...
Could you turn this town into a multiplis city? Does that make
possible.
Sense?
Yes, it
or
does.
Or at the very least, Paris. Like, can we just really make Paris real? That's all. I mean, like, if we can't do all of them, can we do one?
We'll see.
Just off the top of my head, Paris?
Second vote for Paris. I think Paris too.
But you see, the spell has already been cast in a way for...
Oh, fuck. Is this going to be a metaphor?
The performance put forth by Gianessa has willed these characters into being. So all I would have to give them is form, since they already have... souls, so to speak.
Yeah, all you gotta do is the fucking magic part.
Okay. Yeah, let me think about that.
What happened to you? Before you died, we would come into town and you would try to solve a problem with magic, like, way too fast. Uh-huh. And now you're like, maybe can this banana fix
everything?
Yeah, but
now I'm smooth as hell and I'm wearing a big t-shirt, so what do you want from me?
I just say smooth and hairless are two different, it's two different things.
Yeah. You're hairless. Still pretty wrinkly, yeah. I'm an old guy. I get it.
That's not smooth. I mean, smooth, but not how you think. You
right.
Know?
No, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
All right, fine. Some magic then. Oh, here we go. I'm going to make other GNSs real. Here we go. All right. Let me shake this up.
Can you still do magic? You're really avoiding this.
Okay,
you can barely touch your toes.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Just want to ask one real quick question. If I encounter myself... Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? And let's say one night I'm out, Paris is out, we're having drinks.
Yeah.
We hit it off. What happens?
Ooh, well,
what doesn't happen?
Unless one of these characters you've created overlaps with you in a familial sense, I see no problem at all. They'll be a whole new person with their own lives.
Oh, I was talking about really just... going to town on Paris.
Yeah, where? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All good.
Let's
thumbs
cut
up.
The shit, you sort of like, where's the boundary?
What's off limits? Like, thank you, please. In no uncertain terms, tell me, can I or can I not absolutely bone down with my clone?
Like, you can't say, don't have kids with yourself?
Well, I couldn't, right?
Yeah. I think you're good. I think over the pants stuff is great. I think
Notre
Dame.
Not enough.
I think anything goes, honestly. And let's see.
Well, you said over the pants and then anything goes, and I just want to be, I want to make absolutely certain this isn't going to hurt me.
There's a lot in between.
Well, in olden days, they used to try and kiss their own self, and then they'd play under the pants. Anything goes.
Yeah, I just bring it up so you don't think you have to only go all the way. There's any manner of foreplay before that that's also allowed.
Well, absolutely, and we all know consent can change at any time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even with yourself.
Exactly.
Which is a good segue. Do you consent to be cloned into how many of you are there running around total?
There are 4, 5, 6. Six.
Do you maybe all of them, or do you want to start small?
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah. So make six tiny clones.
Oh, is that what you thought was going to happen? Six tiny. Well, one regular size Paris.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then five.
So we'll do Paris first. We'll do Rockfirth last, because if you want to write him out, kill him off easier if he's not real.
Yes, that would be amazing. I love to be someone who's fair and just. But that guy's a dick, and I don't know how to stop it. I created it, and I don't know how to stop it. It's an avalanche of just hatred. You guys got to help me. Make him, and then let me kill him.
Oh, you do want to kill him?
No.
Okay.
Somebody else should. Somebody else should do it.
Arnie?
I've only killed a few people. I'd like to keep my numbers low.
I'll pardon you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
Preemptive pardon. All right, let's do some cloning. Oh, hello, Paris.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. Oh.
Hey, Paris. Meet. I don't know if you've... Have you formally met Gianessa?
Hi. Wow, can I get you a drink?
Oh, my God, I would love that so much.
Just get you.
Gianessa's doing it, too.
Get you whatever you want.
Well, I don't know, though. I feel like Paris was just being polite when we were getting our drinks, but I don't know. I'm sensing, like, a genuine connection here.
There's a certain spark.
Did you guys see that? She touched my arm.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Am I wrong? She's hot.
Yes. No, you're not wrong. She's very hot.
She's hot.
I just thought she looked thirsty, and that's why I wanted to get her a drink.
Oh, she's thirsty, all right.
I feel like this is the closest I've ever seen to Gianessa smiling.
This is, I think, the first time it's ever happened. I've changed today.
Yeah.
Usador.
Yes.
Dorisu, you've changed me.
Wonderful.
I mean, literally, because you did clone me, but I think also, like, in a bigger sense, I'm changed.
This is a wonderful development. I think you're going to have better days ahead of you, less frustrating, and more room for Gianessa to be herself. Yes, continue to work hard. Yes, continue to fight for us, right and good, and making things better. But find time for yourself.
A little me time.
Yes, self-care. That is what Gianessa has needed all this time.
And that's just what I told you guys earlier.
Yeah.
Give yourself some grace. And I didn't turn the mirror to myself. Yes. Give myself grace.
And it seems like you're going to spend some time giving yourself all sorts of stuff.
Oh, I'm going to absolutely go hog wild.
Give yourself grace here. And everyone, this is Grace.
Hi, Grace. Say hello, Grace.
Grace.
Uh-oh, you didn't. Oh, no. You didn't do this one right.
I might have done this one wrong.
Just like the multiple city, it doesn't hold up.
You're scaring Paris.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to take Grace out back. Grace, come with me. Grace, come here.
No.
Grace, we're going to get a pizza. Grace, come here. Let's go get a pizza. Do you want a pizza?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
You want to head over to Truce?
I mean, I'm curious to check it out.
You guys got to go. It is so fun.
Well, Gianessa, if we don't, we're only in Hogsfacer for a short time, so if we don't see you before we take off, it's been so great catching up with you.
This has been an honest pleasure. I tell you what, when you guys get to Truce, tell them that I sent you, tell them that you want a bottle service, and they will put you on, you will be treated like you are absolutely the most very important people in there.
Oh.
You will be treated well in there.
Wow, the very important people room?
Yes. It's like a whole quadrant in the back.
Hachi-machi. You mentioned something about a pardon?
Yes.
Oh, great. No, killing Grace.
I pardon thee. These words are my own. I love you. Yes, you're pardoned. I forgive you. You're free to walk around Hogsfacer with absolutely no fear.
That was close.
Thank you for doing that. That one looked like a, I don't know what. That one was wrong.
Yeah, I probably just did something dumb with my big, meaty human fingers.
Honestly, how in bear pissing?
And now something I call the credits slash damage control. Dora Sue the Sorcerer was played by Usador the Blue, who was played by Matt Young. That's an actor playing a character playing a character. Dear Meryl Streep, by comparison, your acting skills are terrible. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Dear Mrs. Streep, in regards to my earlier post, alongside Adil, you're looking okay. Gianessa Rel Chorus was played with all the sultry, early Kathleen Turner vocal intensity of special guest Dana Quercioli. Dana is the co-host of the hilarious improv podcast Those Who Ant, along with Colleen Doyle. Those Who Ant is available wherever you get podcasts. If you'd like to meet Dana yourself, walk to the center of any field hockey playing field, place a Dixie Chick CD on top of a freshly made protein bowl, and wait. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Patreon supporters like... then there's a note saying, please read the following supporter names below. And then I wrote, no. Then there's another note saying, people really enjoy it. And then I wrote, are people who get excited about hearing their own name really people whose approval we want to chase? Then there's a final note saying, do it, otherwise you won't see us coming. The all caps are hard to miss. Fair enough. Made possible by Patreon supporters like Quantum Insanity, Michael Ben Silva III, let me get you a private yacht, Michael Ben, David Dorcas, Sean Eisenhammer, Sonia, Alyssa LaBelle, Trevor, Jordan Harwood, Wendy Wilkinson, Robin Bosica, Tim Lehman, Phil Garcia, Rima, Pagini, the pirate sibling of Voldemort Snake, and Brady Snyder. There, I said your names. Patreon supporters get ad-free episodes, including the entire back catalog of previous seasons and all of the Stitcher Premium spin-offs. On top of that, they get two completely new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, where Spintax the Green hosts a cooking show.
Hello, Dripping!
Fuck and shit, and I did a lot of work, and it's for one of you goofy rainbow wizard dipshits.
Hi, oh, aren't you happy to see me?
No, I'm not ever happy to see any of you. Spintax the Green. Everybody, gather around. They're zombies. They don't give a shit. This is Spintax. Spintax, this is the people that owned the castle before I arrived and then killed them in battle and then am now using them as servants produce the various products that I make.
Hello, zombie horde.
I'm starting to give a shit. And I can run fast.
Oh, hold on. All right, zombies, everyone gather around. We decided on this beforehand. We are shuffling, we are obedient, and we are basically motivated only by loyalty and the occasional thirst for blood or brains that I will supply with villagers from around the castle.
Gee, Drip Fang, you talk a lot to your zombies.
Who else am I going to talk to? The Dumbsville?
It seems like it would be easier to be born with the power to compel the living and the dead. Like me, watch. Hey, zombie horde, form a pyramid.
All right, here we go.
I have a heel spur.
Karen, it'll be all right. I'll help you out, Karen.
Just watch my
mouth. Karen, get to the top!
I clamber as well as I
Karen,
can.
Karen, take your time. You go at your pace.
Push yourself, Karen!
I need a cortisone shot.
Okay, we've explained this to you already. It's not covered by your HMO, and also you're a zombie. You don't need a cortisone shot.
Yeah, you have open joints.
Okay, Karen might be a little more living than I anticipated. I might have not given her a high enough dose to turn her full-ass zombie. Karen might just be a very sick woman.
To learn more about supporting the show and feasting on all that content, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. The Rockford File reference provided by the National Foundation for Driving Away Audiences Under the Age of, oh, let's say, 55.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.